My name is Ann Smith, and I'm a volunteer at the Sam Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. And I'm in Lake City, Florida today, and it's July 28th, 2008, and I'm talking to Pauline Rita Pepper. Did I do that right?
Right.
Okay, good. Now, that's your full name?
Mm-hmm.
What was your maiden name?
McMonigal.
Spell that for me.
M-C, capital M-O-N-A-G-L-E.
Okay, all right. And tell me where you were born.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. And will you tell me when?
September 24th, 1923.
And so you're how old today?
I am 84 today.
Now, were you raised then in Philadelphia?
Yes.
And what did your father do?
My father was a tugboat captain.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be darned. And was your mother a homemaker?
Yeah, she was definitely a homemaker.
Uh-huh.
With 16 children.
16.
She had 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say that's probably four jobs.
You know? Yeah. Years ago, it was like that.
I know.
You know.
Yes, absolutely.
But we weren't overcrowded. We loved each other and did for each other.
That's right.
And we didn't have as much as they had today.
Probably not. Probably not.
That's what kept us together.
And you graduated from high school then in Philadelphia?
Yeah, at John W. Hallahan.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic High School.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask you if religion was important in your family.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was part of everyday life.
My mother was the convert. You mm-hmm. know, my dad was the Catholic. And she's raised us all Catholic. Mm-hmm.
Were any members of your family in the military?
Oh, yeah. My five brothers were.
Were they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what do you remember from their experiences?
Well, they were all overseas. They were shipped right away.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Three were in the Army.
Uh-huh.
And two in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And so you had at least some taste of it, some knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What do you think attracted you to nursing?
It was my dying wish all my life.
All your life.
All my life I wanted to be. Uh-huh.
Isn't that something?
And mother always said, well, I'll see that you get to be one too, you know.
So after you graduated from high school, did you then go to nursing school?
Right away. Right away.
What school did you go to?
St. Mary's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In Philadelphia.
And do you remember your early experiences with patients?
I love them all. I tell you, I think they love me too, you know. I want her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I was used to catering to people too, you know.
Well, that wasn't a bad beginning, was it?
No. Uh-uh. No. No. I never had any bad experiences in nursing. Never, ever.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It was just made to order for you, wasn't it?
I think so. That's what my mother said. You were just born for it.
I think so. I think so. So when did the military come up?
Well, the military, when I first went there, I'll tell you all about that. That's a little bit prolonged too. Well, I think they just used us since we were there for just a short time. So we were sort of pushed around a little bit, the whole group
now,
of us.
When was this? Was this after Lakeshore or?
Oh, yeah, this was all before.
Before?
All before.
And was it before the VA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was right after you finished your program.
Right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so in Philadelphia, is that where you entered the military?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So that would have been, we decided about 44. Yeah. So the war was still on?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you joined then?
Yeah. They sent me to Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Yes.
For basic training.
Yes.
So I went there and had that. I don't know exactly how long we were there, but it seemed like it was forever. You know, I didn't like the place or anything there, but you know, you had to go. So anyway, I went there and I got my second lieutenant. That's what they initiated me as, second lieutenant there. I had a real nice group there. So after that was finished, I was transferred to McGuire General Hospital.
And where is that?
That was in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
So, of course, we just went. We never asked questions, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I went there.
And what did you do there?
Well, I had to nurse paraplegic troops that had come back, that were transferred back. Yeah, that was quite a chore there.
Was that difficult for you?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, as a young person.
Uh-huh. I was transferred to Miles Standard Hospital.
And where's that?
And that was in Massachusetts.
Oh, I see.
And I said to the girls, I think we're going to go overseas, you know, to be up that far.
Uh-huh.
When we got up there, all kinds of patients there, the old troops, you know, coming in.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, they had a lot of head lice and all that stuff, you know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Were they from the European theater?
European.
Yeah.
We were glad to get out of there, I'll tell you.
I bet.
It was just all kinds of stuff there that they had there. So then the news came that we were all on ship duty.
Oh.
So we knew we were headed for overseas there. Well, our first assignment was sort of a short one, and it was the USS Alexander was the name of the ship.
Yeah.
And we headed right away for Southampton, England.
Uh-huh.
Picked up a load of troops there and brought them back to the United States there.
And took care of them on the ship?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What kinds of injuries did they have?
They weren't too bad there. There were a lot in casts, a lot had surgery done.
Uh-huh.
We had to do dressings, you know, and everything like that there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And see that they were happy. It was just like any patient there, you know.
Yeah.
They were a pretty good group. We never had troubles or anything there with them there. Well, after that one trip, let me see what we did here. You know, we'd go as far as the English Channel there and pick our load to bring back. Well, a load was waiting for us, I'll tell you. Come back to the States, we brought another load back and went to on another ship called the Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an old floppy thing, I'll tell you. We hated it. And especially after that other one, you know, everybody complained there. And I said, well, the way they're using us, don't worry about it. We'll be in something else before we know it there. So that one, we went to Southampton, England, and picked up some. Come on home with them there. And
you'd bring them back to Massachusetts?
Uh-huh. No. Uh-uh. No, we brought them, when you're in the ocean there, you're New York, usually.
New York.
That's where you lose.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And that's where we dumped them, more or less, you know, from there.
Uh-huh.
And then they would take them to the different hospitals around there.
Yeah.
But that second trip, we went back and pretty much went through the same thing. But I told them right away when we got home, we need more nurses. We cannot do this alone, you know, to get the attention there. Because we have our troops, we had to change bandages.
How many patients would you have? Do you have any numbers?
It was thousands.
It was just way too many.
It was so big. Yeah. Yeah, between the troops.
And how many nurses?
And we had 15 there.
And that's all you had to work with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because the babies themselves, a couple in the nursery and getting set up for it and all that stuff, you know. They had to do a lot of work themselves, those two girls.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure, I can see that.
And they took turns too, not making them do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Well, one time too, when we had gone, that was one of the trips with our troubles, we started back and we were loaded with troops, just troops that day. And we hit a mine in the English Channel.
Oh, did you?
And it destroyed the propeller.
Propeller, yeah.
Which was so important.
Yes.
Well, we weren't too far from land that we couldn't manage to get back. So we went back to England there.
Oh, dear.
Bremerhaven, even, we went.
Yes.
And, it was there. I was wondering if it was one of our French trips. We went to France, too, one time.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, they took us back there, and we all got off. He said, this is going to take 3 days to get it straightened out. So you girls, our captain said, you three girls can go sightseeing if you want to.
And
with
so did you?
Permission. Yeah, I mean, we did. We went all through England. Every chance we could get, you know, just go. We hardly went to bed, I'll tell you. See everything.
You saw everything you could.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That was an opportunity. So we took advantage of the 3 days. He said, just be back. And we were.
Yeah.
We were. They had already loaded up and everything for us.
Uh-huh.
And started back. And the time was getting short. You know, we knew we weren't going to be in service any too long, most of us there. So they put us on Frances Y. Slanger. Now, she was an Army nurse that was killed during the war, the first nurse killed in the war.
Oh, really? How does she spell her name?
Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Y, Slanger, S-L-A-N-G-L-E-R.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
That's what the ship's name was, and it was a beauty. It was a beauty. It was a former Italian luxury liner.
Really?
And when we got on it, that's where we thought it was.
Yes.
I mean, you know, everything was red velvet. Gorgeous.
You weren't used to that.
Oh, no. Well, I think it was our payday that they gave us. Yeah. You know, that we deserved it. You know? We worked so hard.
Yeah.
But I tell you, our first trip there wasn't any too pleasant. We had beautiful cabins. There were two of us to a cabin.
Uh-huh.
But there was everything there. We had, plus the troops.
Yes.
You know. But these were a lot of war brides that were coming home.
Oh, I see.
None of them had their husbands with them. They're all still fighting, you know. And many, many children.
Uh-huh.
A lot of children.
Uh-huh.
Well, they all came with the idea that they were going to get seasick.
Oh.
And believe you me, that's the way they were.
Oh, dear.
They were all sick. Well, the little ones were running all over the ship and everything. And when they put us on, they put us with 15 nurses, which wasn't enough for what we had there.
Yeah.
So we worked that time, I tell you. So they put me in charge. So I said, well, it's got to do it. I got to do it there. Well, I didn't have to. Those girls, you know, we all worked together and everything.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but one day I said, we're going to have to pick up these youngins. I can't stand them running around, don't know where they are. They're going to be overboard, you know, in that water. Well, the water was real rough at that channel, the English Channel that day, real rough. And we thought we were going into a storm coming home. But it really wasn't very bad. But things happened there. Well, Let me tell you some of the stuff that really turned out, I'll tell you. Well, I said to the girls, let's open a nursery and take some of these youngins there because something's going to happen.
Yeah, have a little control.
So they were all game for it.
Yeah.
And somebody was put in charge, you know. And,
yeah.
Seen it, they were fed and all that.
Yeah.
But some we had to make formula.
Oh, gosh.
And diapering them all the time, you know.
Oh, my word.
It was just like being home, I tell you.
Did you do any surgery on the ship?
Uh-huh. We had two babies, new babies.
Oh, did you?
Which shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Because they were supposed to check them out on this, and we weren't supposed to take them anymore in 4 months.
Yeah.
And these were, they said they fibbed.
Sure.
They fibbed.
Sure.
Two, never beautiful. Never
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
So we had to put them in some place and look after yeah. them too, you know.
Yeah. But, what kind of anesthesia did you use?
They just had them.
No, but I mean, did you do any other surgery? Did you use any other anesthesia agents?
Well, only once. We had it on our way back. A ship came nearby. We never saw ships, I'll tell you. As we come back, it looked like a real old ship there, radared ours. They had no doctor aboard, no nurses, no nothing there, but just troops. And said they had a boy in severe pain, and they thought maybe it might be appendicitis. So God called the doctor there and told him, you know, talk to these people and see what's going on. So he came and talked to the captain and everything. So he said, something's got to be done. He said, it's going to be severe, whatever it is. So he said, well, we're on ship too, you know. He said, we'll do our best to get him over here.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got some of the boys there and took one of our little rowboats, you know. But they weren't little. Our boats were, our ship was big, so yeah. were they. They got in there and he said, you want to come, Miss Pepper? I'll say Pepper because that's my name now. You know, he called me by right name.
Yeah.
And I said to him, not especially, but if I have to, I will. He said, no. He said, the boat's not that big.
Yeah.
And we will have the patient laying yeah. down. So he went with two people,
yeah.
just two. They went over those rough waters. It was rough, I tell you. Picked up that fella and brought him back. But he said to me, well, whatever it is, get prepared for surgery.
Sure.
So I did. And naturally, I assisted.
Yes.
Well, it was an appendectomy that he did yeah. there, but it was about the rupture.
Well, I was going to say, aren't you glad you were there?
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Mm-hmm. I was the only one. I said to girls, I want to volunteer. And they said, not me.
Nope.
Nobody wanted surgery. And I said, well, that's my love. So I said, I'll help.
Yeah.
So I got one of the girls to assist more or less there. To
yeah.
give me the things we need. Things went fine. And the guy did real good.
Yeah.
Real good. He was very appreciative. And he said, now I can go home to my girlfriend. You know,
uh-huh.
he couldn't wait that. That one, I didn't know when anything was going to stop. We had the epidemic of diarrhea with those kids.
With the children? Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. It was terrible. Well, they prepared for diapers and things like that, knowing we had children and all. But we ran out of diapers.
Oh, I bet you did. What did you do?
So I said to the girls, there's only one thing left, and that is our towels, and we're loaded with them. We're making diapers out of towels.
Yep.
So a few of them got together, then they just cut them to,
yeah,
you know, stretch
size.
Them more or
yeah.
less. That helped us through everything.
Yeah.
Those towels. And that captain just thought we were wonderful. Such things, you know.
Nurses do what they have to do.
Yeah, right. I said, well, those babies couldn't run around like that.
That's
going
right.
the way they were. So I don't know what else happened there, but I said there couldn't be much more, I'll tell you. None of the troops were bothersome in any way. They cooperated anything we wanted them to do. Sometimes we had to feed some of them. They were in such bad shape.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
We had some of them that the legs were gone. Both legs, sometimes arms, all that. So we had a lot of dressings to do.
And how did they react to you, the severely injured? I mean, were they depressed, or did they talk, or were they just grateful that somebody was taking care of them?
Some were, but they were very appreciative. They really were.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, when we hit New York Harbor that day, I'll tell you, everybody wanted to go out on ship, you know.
Yeah.
They'd leave their cabins. They wanted to see that Statue of Liberty.
Of course.
That was a sight to see. And that one little kid, he called me there, and he said he was the one with both legs gone.
Really?
And he was a little guy. Little guy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm not going to ask anybody, but could you carry me out there and let me see her? And I said, I sure can.
And did you?
And I picked him up, yeah. I said, if I get you on my back, I said, I'll carry you out there. But I could lift him.
Yeah.
I could lift him. He was very light.
Yeah.
He was very appreciative of that.
Oh.
But he'd sit there just kissing.
Throwing kisses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how touching.
And taking pictures and all that.
Yeah.
I just loved it on that ship. It was wonderful in spite of all the work that we had there.
Yeah.
And we ran into storms, severe storms, hurricanes, you know.
Sure.
Different things there. But that ship was so smooth sailing.
How long did it take you to make the trip from, say, England back over to New York?
Well, I don't know. It just varied, you know. I'll say that. It varied. And I don't know why the same people were on there. But a week and a half, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. We felt like we were scrub ladies and everything else there.
Yeah, you did everything.
But they gave me my first lieutenant when I got back. I got it.
And you deserved it.
I got it. Yeah, when they got that report, they really met us at New York. I don't know whether the captain let them know what ordeals we had gone through. But people were on that shore, I tell you, taking pictures
and
all this stuff there. I don't know where they all went.
So after you finished the last ship, now were you finished in the service? Or was the war over yet?
Yeah, I think most of it were, you know, because they really just hired us we were going to be short nurses. You know?
Yeah.
We didn't intend to stay.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't especially want to.
Yeah.
I really did. I wanted to get back to daily living, you know.
Civilian life.
I missed my family terribly.
Oh, I would think.
I was just so used to all of them, you know, and they
were
used to me.
Sure.
So, and I knew it wasn't going to be hard to get a job anywhere there.
That's right.
So I did go back to at work. I went to my own hospital there.
Did you after you were out of the service?
Yeah.
You went back?
Sister said, I thought you were in service. I said, not anymore, sister. I've had enough, you know. You know? And she said, well, we thought of you so much there, but she says, where do you want to go? Surgery? She knew I wanted surgery,
sure.
You know. And I said, got an opening? She said, always have an opening. What was it you said?
Was wondering where you met your husband.
Oh, so I stayed here. I stayed here for a little while. And what did I do? I work. She told me, well, my job's open here. She want to work there. And I said, yeah, I'll work a little bit, but I said, I promise I'm not going to stay. I'm going home. That's why I quit so early.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. So I went, and she said, can you come back? So I said, let me talk to my parents about it. They're going to have a fit about it, you know, since I was in high school. which wasn't too long to me. 2 weeks went, or 2 years went by so fast, I didn't think it was too long. So anyway, I told her, I said, I'll probably come back there. And I said, she said, are you sweet on anybody? I said, uh-huh, I was when I was left. She said, did he write you letters? I said, well, if he did, I never got them. I don't know. Yeah, so it was him. It was him. So, and I didn't know him very long. So when I got back, of course, he looked me up.
Uh-huh.
You know, he looked me up, and we started dating a little bit there.
And this was in Lake City?
So, yeah. Uh-huh. So in just 2 months, he says, I think it's time we got married. And I think I was ready. You know, I was ready.
When you look back, are there things that happened that you regretted when you were in the military?
No, that day we went sightseeing, though. You know, we were in France that day and saw some of the cemeteries where our boys were just, they were buried there, but they weren't going to stay. And they were all hilly, you know, where the boys actually did that there.
Yeah.
Not nice cemetery, no ham.
Yeah.
And they all had makeshift
stones or something, markers.
Cross on them. They were all crosses, and they had their
dog tags
hanging over them there. Yeah. So we looked at all that and all, but they said there were going to be difference there, and that was near the ocean too.
Yeah.
You know where all that was there, and that's probably where they got the wood.
Yeah.
From them. It looked like woods floating up there and all, you know.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like your experience in the military was a positive one.
Oh, it was. I enjoyed every bit of it.
And you wouldn't look back and say you wish you hadn't made that decision.
No, I never regret it.
It made you a different kind of person, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the girls keep in touch with me.
I was going to ask you if you're still...
Oh, I get letters still down here and everything, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, always wondering what you're doing, where you're working or anything like that there, you know.
Well, those experiences that you share with people like that during wartime are just, no one else can understand them like someone who went through it with you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, coming from a big family, I guess I learned a lot of things too, you know.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
That my first thoughts with those diapers, you know. They said, what are we going to do? We can have these kids running around like that there.
That's right.
You know, I said, we're going to get some of our beautiful towels there and just learn to cut them and put them on.
Sure.
And it worked fine.